We get things rolling this afternoon by saying hello to our friend from NBC Sports Boston, Gary Tanguay. Hi there, Gary.
Hey, Richie. I love Bryan Cranston, man. He's great.
He is awesome and a really good guy, too. We recorded him a little bit earlier before the show. He's over in London getting ready to do the stage version of Network.
I read about that. Wow. Yeah, he's great. He can do anything. I wish I had seen him do LBJ at the ART at Art at Cambridge. But anyway,
yeah, we saw him. We came down and saw that before it went to Broadway, and it was amazing. He's something else. When's your movie coming out? We talked about it a little bit. Chappaquiddick, is that due for a spring release?
December, I was told.
Oh, okay.
December, I was told. Yeah, it was purchased. Remember that TV show People Are Talking?
Yes, I do.
Not people are talking. It was real people. Remember
real people.
Real people.
Yeah, people.
And Byron Allen, who did like Byron Allen. He did Byron Allen's Hollywood. He bought it. Guy's worth like $300 million. He's got this big entertainment company, and he bought it. And it's supposed to be distribution starts in December.
Well, good. We look forward to that as well. Let's start with a little football this afternoon, and we'll cut right to the chase. Did Belichick screw up on this whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing?
Yeah, but I would have done the same thing. He rolled the dice. He tried to make it work. And everyone knows that you need a quarterback to win in this league. And he felt that he had his next quarterback. Unfortunately, Brady was, you know, a zombie from The Walking Dead and wasn't going anywhere. And his football life has gone on much longer than any of us anticipated. And so he had to make a move. But I would have done the same thing. I also feel that Bill was really trying to get an extension to Jimmy, and Mike Giardi said on our show the other night that the reality kind of hit Jimmy during training camp that it's never going to happen here. He just saw how well Brady had been playing. He saw him, you know, doing his crazy exercises with his rubber bands after two-a-days. And Garoppolo just really hit him for the first time where it's I'm never going to play here. You know, I guess he talked to his agent. He's like, you know, we got to go. So they were going. You know, now the question is, you know, should he have waited until the offseason and had Jimmy as a backup for 8 more games and traded him before? You know, Bert Breer says there's a 2-week window where they could have dealt him and not impacted the salary cap regarding the franchise tag or not franchise, you know, non-franchise tag, whatever. So you wonder, you know, would you be better off with Jimmy Garoppolo for 8 more games as a backup and then you trade him in the offseason? That's my only question. Why did Bill all of a sudden just say, you know, now? But I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit here and say they should have traded for the Browns in the spring or no. I mean, you need a quarterback. And if he'd been able to pull it off, he possibly would have had another quarterback for another 10 years after Brady. And a lot of teams just can't do it, you know? So I don't begrudge Bill. He miscalculated. It didn't work. He went for it, and it didn't go.
So,
but I don't blame him for going for it.
What do they do going forward? Obviously, Hoyer knows the system. There are guys in the league that are far worse than Brian Hoyer. Do they look for a quarterback in next year's draft?
I think so. I'm sure they'll be looking big time. You know, and they'll just – the thing about Garoppolo is all of the guys were in love with him because they felt that he had the mindset he could be in a pro offense. You know, when you deal with a lot of these great college players, these great college quarterbacks, you know, will they have the ability to be in the mental capacity to be a pro quarterback? You know, look at even Andrew Luck. I mean, this guy was supposed to be a can't-miss kid, make you forget about Peyton Manning, and he hasn't had he talk about Luck, he hasn't had any. So, you know, for Belichick, you could tell when Bill talked about trading Jimmy, he was like his dog died. He knew he had to let one go. You know?
Celtics
so it's gonna be hard. They'll draft one, but it's gonna be hard to find another guy.
Oh, yeah.
They don't come along every day.
No, not like that. Celtics won their 6th in a row last night. Is Brad Stevens an even better coach than we thought he was?
Yeah, he is. I mean, did you see after the game Monday, after they beat San Antonio, and you know, San Antonio didn't have Kawhi Leonard, so that's fair, but you know, Pop was just patting the guy on the back and shook hands with him and talking to him. And Popovich, you know, just praises this guy. Jim Boeheim said he's the greatest coach in America. Great, you know, and Look, they're playing defense. People said Kyrie Irving wouldn't play defense. He's playing defense. They're a great defensive team, and they're fun. They're so much fun. Yeah, he's a great coach. He's the best. He's the Belichick of basketball, as far as I'm concerned.
So how good can this team be even without Gordon Hayward?
Better than I thought. I felt with Gordon that they could make a run and possibly get into the NBA Finals. Without Gordon, I didn't think that would be possible. But Al Horford has improved, and he's playing better than he did last year. Tatum doesn't play like a rookie. Jaylen Brown obviously has improved a lot. So I figured that they'd be an okay playoff team without Gordon. Now I'm thinking, and the way Cleveland is imploding, they're just a mess, that this team might be able to win the Eastern Conference Finals and get in the championship. Now, once you get into the championship, I mean, you know, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, when you put Kyrie Irving, if you put Baines in the middle, who, you know, rattles some heads, you put Kyrie Irving and Jaylen and Tatum and Horford all on the floor, you know, other than LeBron, who's better in the East? There's no one.
No.
I mean, the East isn't that great. I mean, obviously, if they were in the Western Conference, it'd be a different story. But don't tell me Toronto. Don't tell me Washington. You know, it's just, you know, can those four defeat LeBron? That's really, I think, what it's going to come down to. And I think they can, man. I think LeBron is going to be exhausted by the end of the year.
We're talking to Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. We haven't chatted with you since the Red Sox found themselves a new manager. Is Cora the right guy for that job?
Yeah, I mean, he's as good as anybody. You know, he'll be a player's manager. He obviously comes with a lot of credibility, bench coach for a World Series championship team. A lot of people respect him. He's been a broadcaster. He's worked in the front office. He's been he's managed in, you know, some winter league ball. And I think so. I mean, who, you know, it's, you know, as well as I do, man, it still comes down to the players. And I think he'll do a good job keeping the clubhouse together. But, you know, can David Price pitch in the postseason? Can Sale pitch in the postseason? And, you know, will these young guys pick it up? I don't think that Cora can have any impact on that. But hopefully he's got to make the clubhouse a happier place. I mean, just what a miserable sanctum that clubhouse was. I mean, it was just brutal. He's got to make it a better place for guys to come to work.
Does he
can do that.
Does he have to go in there too at some point and have a little heart to heart with David Price?
I don't know if you can. I'm just so down on that guy. He's just a nut job. You know, okay, big deal. He pitched in relief in the playoffs, but, you know, he's just a guy that cannot look in the mirror. He cannot look in the mirror. I mean, what kind of person goes after Eckersley like that? So I don't know, Rich. I don't know if that guy can be spoken to. I mean, I know Farrell was afraid of him for some reason, you know, but, I mean, you just want to talk about the bully at the end of the block. That's Price. I just have no use for him. So I don't know. I mean, I hope he's going to have to. He's going to have to.
They brought in Tony La Russa to be a senior advisor to Dave Dombrowski. They go back a while.
Yeah, sure.
What's his role going to be, and why La Russa other than the friendship?
Play cribbage with Dombrowski at lunch. I mean, Rich, you know how this stuff works. It's a good old boy network. I mean, La Russa's 73. I mean, wasn't he with Arizona? Wasn't he with a bunch of teams? You know, what do they do? It's a good old boy network. I don't know if he's going to – somebody said that, you know, Luso could help Cora because of his managing experience, I suppose. You know, but it is what it is. Well, bring in my buddy. Have him talk to Cora a couple times during the year. Have him go down to spring training. I mean, you know, La Russa obviously is a great manager. But that's probably the idea.
I'm not impressed. I'm not a big Tony La Russa fan. I was a good manager, but some of his comments in the last year or so, you know, in the Adam Jones situation, the Kaepernick thing, he feels a little tone deaf to me.
Yeah, well, that's true, you know. But you know something? The Red Sox sometimes are a little tone deaf with what's going on.
True.
I mean, look at what did Bill James tweet the other day trying to defend Kevin Spacey? I mean, you know.
Oh, dear.
You know, Christ, what are you doing, dude? You know, So who knows?
Who's on early edition tonight?
It's a good old boy network, Rich. It's like you having me on the show.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Except I'm a little more in touch than Tony La Russa.
You're a lot more in touch. Who's on Early Edition with you tonight, Gary?
Casey Smith is filling in for Trenny, who's in Iceland. I guess Iceland is a cool place to go.
It must be. She's like the third person I know that's gone to Iceland lately.
Jesus, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know what, people go to Iceland who have no kids and too much money. You know, oh, it's beautiful. The Northern Lights. I'm like, really? Okay. You know. Yeah, so she's off, and then we get Tomasi coming in and Phil Perry coming in. So, you know, we'll talk some Celtics and also, you know, get into my thing with Brady is I've always felt that Garoppolo really motivated this guy. I mean, lit a fire underneath him. So hopefully that fire still continues.
Did you go trick-or-treating this week? Are you still taking the kids out when you can?
I do. New England Tailgate, I'm on that show with Fred and Steve. They went as me. That they went as Gary Tanguay. That'll be at the end of the tailgate show, which starts at 6 here on NBC Sports Boston. No, the kiddos did it. I had to work until 8 o'clock that night, and I did the pickup duty. I went to some of the neighborhoods and picked them up after the fact. But no costume for me this year. I just had a basketball player, a Hawaiian hippie, and a zombie cheerleader.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, do you go through the candy after they go to bed and grab what you like?
You know, I'm trying not to, man. I'm trying so hard not to. But, you know, I mean, that Jimmy Kimmel bit where, you know, they tell the kids that they ate all their candy. It's just great.
I love that.
I mean, just talk about parent revenge. I'm holding on. I'm doing okay. But, you know, a couple times at night, I'm going to have one of those mini Snickers.
Sure, sure. Otherwise, you're a rock, I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's me. Made of granite.
No question about it. There is your main guy. That's what we're all made of up here. Granite and paper mill aroma.
Yeah, yeah. And fried dough.
Yes. Oh, no question about that. Gary, always a pleasure. Thank you for making time for us this afternoon. We'll be watching tonight. The Arbella Early Edition gets underway at 6:30 on NBC Sports Boston. Did you have to get new blazers and everything for that?
No, it's not like Monday Night Football. We have the yellow blazer and the logo. No. They just changed the signs in the building. That's it.
That's perfect.
No new blazer.
And we don't get the old Telejournal News blazers that Gordon Manuel wore back in the day.
Back in the day. You wore that thing, too.
I did. The mustard yellow was a thing of beauty. It was made of 110% polyester.
Yeah. It would probably if hail, you know, hail happened to breathe on it, would light on fire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You would immolate right there on the spot. Hey, Gary, thank you, sir. We'll check in with you again very soon.
Richie, thanks for having me on.
It's Gary Tanguay, NBC Sports Boston, getting us rolling on this Thursday afternoon show.